Tayo po'y nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series on the book of Genesis, the story of beginnings. From the previous weeks, we have seen God miraculously created the world in 6 days. And on the seventh day, He ceased or stopped creating because the world was already completed. Wala na siyang kailangan idagdag. Tapos last week, sa chapter 2, we have zoomed in sa day 6, where we have witnessed the perfect wedding between a perfect man and a perfect woman in a perfect garden, a wedding that was officiated by a perfect God. And itong marriage na ito is designed to display God's glory and praises to all creation. Everything was perfect until chapter 3. Tonight we will see the last minutes of a perfect world before it falls. Ito ang kaisa-isang kasalanan na nagdala sa lahat ng katauhan sa buong mundo sa lahat ng panahon, nagdala ng kamatayan. My prayer as we study the passage tonight is that we would see how one sin, just one sin, can corrupt one man that would affect and corrupt the entire humanity. Hindi lamang makorrupt, kung hindi that leads it to eternal death. And also how one man's obedience provides life to those who believe. A rejection of God's lordship is a declaration of rebellion against Him. A rejection of God's lordship is a declaration of rebellion against Him. We have divided itong passage to into 3 headings. Number 1, the tempter. Number 2, the temptation. And number 3, the transgression. Number 1, the tempter. Look at verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, now hinto muna tayo dyan. May panibagong karakter na ipinasok po sa story ng Genesis, especially pagpasok ng chapter 3. At yan po ay ang serpent o ahas. This creature was described as one of the animals that God had created at inilagay sa garden. What's unusual dito is ang kanyang mga characters. It was described as cunning o tuso. At yung nakakamangha rito, nakakapagsalita. Itong only animal sa Genesis na nakakapagsalita. Of course, there's one donkey na nakapagsalita as Numbers 22. But dito sa first few days ng creation, one animal spoke. Now, we're not sure if the serpent was created with the ability to speak, or is it this because of a result of a demonic possession that caused it to speak? We do not know. Hindi natin alam. It was not mentioned. What we do know, this creature has an evil intent. What we do know, that this creature is a manifestation of Satan himself. In the New Testament, apostles affirm this. According to Apostle John, sa Revelation chapter 12, at saka Revelation chapter 20, he is the great dragon and the ancient serpent, or in serpent of old. He's also called the great dragon. According naman kay Apostle Paul sa 2 Corinthians 11, he is the serpent that deceived Eve. So yes, this is a serpent. But somewhere, we can also say that itong serpent na ito was possessed by Satan. Saan galing si Satan? We do not know. It was not mentioned. However, somewhere between Genesis chapter 1, 31, sa gitna po nun, until Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, sa spiritual realm, nagkaroon po ng rebellion ang mga angels laban po kay Yahweh at pinangungunahan po ito ni Lucifer. A cosmic battle between Satan and his angels and God's angels. Satan was defeated and was momentarily thrown down to the earth until sa kanyang final judgment. So Satan, no matter how powerful he is, is still a created being. He is matchless, powerless, incomparable against Yahweh. Kaya hindi po totoo yung katuroan na tinatawag na eternal dualism. Eternal, ano yung eternal dualism? Well, I think mas kilala nyo sa salita nga yin at saka yang. Okay? Yin ang yang na two different forces na kung saan kailangan balanse yung forces na yun para maging maganda ang balanse ng mundo. In this condition, na ang Diyos at si Satanas daw are two equal forces. Na kung saan they compete and complement daw one another. And create a cosmic balance sa universe. Yun daw yung eternal dualism. Hindi po totoo yun. Hindi po totoo ang yin and yang. God is not Satan's equal. Satan is inferior to God. God uses him to fulfill his will or yung good purposes niya. According nga kay Martin Luther, he describes Satan as the devil is God's devil. Walang kayang gawin si Satanas kung hindi hahayaan ng Panginoon o papayagan ng Panginoon na kumilos siya. And if you're with us in our study of the book of Job, we have seen that clearly in its first few chapters. Satan was the most beautiful, or Lucifer back then, was the most beautiful and most powerful angel. Ang tawag sa kanya is a chief cherub, a higher ranking angel. He is the great manipulator after na siya bumagsak sa kasalanan. Deceiver, father of lies, the accuser of the saints. He has convinced a third of the angels' population to rebel against God. He has thousands of years of experience. And his main goal is to oppose God and his people. That's why his name was changed from Lucifer, morning star, dahil siya yung pinakamaliwanag na anghel at maganda, to Satan, which means opponent o kaaway. Because now he is kaaway na ng Diyos. Jesus calls him a thief that comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Friends, we should not underestimate this enemy. At the same time, we should not fear him because this enemy is a defeated enemy because of Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. Satan has been destroyed. Bagamat nandito pa rin po siya until his final judgment. We should be watchful and resist him. According to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Satan is out to kill and destroy everything that God has created, especially those He created in His image. At yun po makikita natin sa transition sa point number 2. The temptation. Sa mga susunod na verses, makita po natin ang taktika ni Satan at kung paano niya inakit papunta sa kapahamakan ang babae and eventually si Adan. Look at verse 1, the second part. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" Now, tinanong ng serpent sa babae ito, hindi siya naniniwala na sinabi ng Diyos ito sa kanya. Or, hindi ito ang dahilan kaya niya tinatanong dahil iniisip niya baka nagkamali ng pag-uunawa ang babae sa sinabi ng Diyos sa kanya. Hindi po yun ang kanyang punto. Ang layunin ng serpent sa kanyang pagtatanong ay upang magtanim ng kaisipan sa babae ng pagdududa sa Diyos. He was inserting lies. He was inserting doubts. He is cultivating a desire in the woman's heart to question God. He was inserting doubts. So how did the woman reply? Tingnan natin yung verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Tama ba yung sinagot ng babae? Probably, discuss nyo ito sa inyong community groups or Bible study groups. So tingnan natin kung tama nga ba ang sinabi o sinagot ng babae. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, where God gave Adam the direct instruction or command kung paano ko isasakatuparan ito. Sabi sa verse 16, "The Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'" So ang sagot, tama! Tama po yung babae. Ang problema, dinagdagan lang niya. Dinagdagan niya yung kautosan ng Diyos. Dinagdagan niya ang salita ng Diyos. Now, bakit niya ginawa yon? Again, we are not told kung bakit dinagdagan ni Eve po o ng babae or ni Eve yung kautosan na yon. Maaring siguro dinagdagan ni Adan ito habang binibigay siya ng instructions para for added protection and precaution. O maaring nagsisimula ng makaramdam ang babae na ang restrictions na inilagay ng Diyos ay medyo marahas. We do not know. What we do know, na ang tanong ng serpent caught the woman's attention. At sinimulan niyang entertaining ito by answering him. Dahil dito, Satan was emboldened to pursue even more, engage the woman towards more of his scheme. Kaya tingnan niyo pa yung verse 4. "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" Nagsimula ang serpent by inserting doubts sa heart ng babae. Ngayon, he boldly and directly denied God's word. He rejected God's word. He contradicted God's word. Kinontra na niya ito. Kanina, nagpapasok lang siya ng mga pagdududa. And from here, head on, sinabi niya, mali yun. Mga kaibigan, ito po ang kauna-unahang doktrina na inatake ni Satanas. Ito po yung kauna-unahang doctrine na inatake ni Satanas. And what is that doctrine? The doctrine of judgment. You shall not surely die. Ang sinasabi niya dito, God will not punish you or judge your disobedience. Do you see? Ang sinasabi niya dito, hindi ka paparusahan ng Diyos. In short, God is not righteous and He will not exercise judgment over your disobedience. You shall not surely die. Wala namang gagawin ng Diyos dyan. Hindi po ba ito ang madalas na tinuturo karamihan sa mga pulpito po ngayon? Sadly, that a good God will never punish sinners because God is love. God is merciful. Yes, we believe that to be true. But we also believe from the Bible, it teaches that God is also righteous. A righteous God, according to the serpent, will not judge sinners to hell kasi that is unfair. You ever hear that in your conversations with your friends? This is not a new thing. This is an old thing. Friends, sinners have offended this righteous God and His righteousness demands justice. And yung justice na yan sa mga nagkasala sa Diyos is death. Jesus said to the Pharisees in John chapter 8 verse 24, "I told you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." First, He plants doubt sa isipan ng babae. Second, head on, directly rejected God's word. Now, he entices her with series of deceits. Verse 5. "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The serpent is saying, kung tunay na mabuti yung Diyos na yan, bakit ipinagkakait niya sa'yo na kainin ito? itong tree of knowledge of good and evil. As a matter of fact, ikaw dapat ang masunod sa kagustuhan mo. Ikaw ang nakakaalam kung ano ang gusto mo at kailan mo gusto, hindi ba? Yun yung sinasabi ni Serpent dito eh. Kaya dapat ikaw ang umaksyon. Dapat ikaw ang masunod. Kaya pinakawalan ni Serpent ang kanyang pamatay na pang-iingganyo. At ano yun? You will become like God. That's enticing. That's enticing. In short, he's saying, declare your independence. You don't need God. Sometimes you hear this sa mga growing up kids ninyo, malaki na ako, alam ko na ang tama at mali. No. No. Not this one. Not this one. Ang goal ng serpent is for them to be the gods of their lives and not be dependent on God. For them to live independently from God. For them to be not like God, but like Him. Like Satan. Satan lost his perfect state when he desired to become God. It corrupted his heart. That's why he was judged. And from there, the fall of Satan happened. And one day God will judge him towards eternity. What he is saying is, ang salita ng Diyos ay puro pagbabawal. Ba't ka ba makikinig dyan? You will find happiness, joy, and satisfaction when you disobey God. You will find joy, happiness, and satisfaction when you sin. Kaya, sige na. Ngayon ang babae nakaharap sa sitwasyon kung ano ang dapat niyang pakinggan. Kung sino ang dapat niyang pakinggan. Ang Diyos na naging mabuti sa kanya, na binigay lahat sa kanya, literally gave the whole world sa kanila. O ang isang estranghero na kakakilala lang niya. Mga kaibigan, ganito po kung papaano kumikilos ang kaaway. First, He will plant seeds of doubts in our hearts and in our minds. And then He will twist God's word by adding or deducting from it. He will use famous YouTube preachers to do His bidding. He will use people who are close to us to give these lies. Para mas, syempre, kung sino yung malapit sa atin, mas maano yung ating puso, hindi ba? Then He will entice us to believe that sin is a good thing. Ngayon nyo naman ito, bakit napakasarap ang bawal? I think narinig na natin mga Pinoy ito. Bakit ba napakasarap ng bawal? Honestly, that's true. Because our sinful flesh longs for it. Bakit napakasarap ng bawal na pagkain? Alam mo yun? Lechon. Yung paghiwa mo, yung maapaw, yung mantika sa taba. Crunchy pa. Titingin pa yung asawa sa paligid. Kung morkon. Bakit bawal? Bakit bawal po ang maling, ang masamang gamot? Ang pinagbabawal na gamot. Bakit po bawal o masarap ang masamang relasyon o maling relasyon? Because our sinful nature craves for it. At kapag ipagpapatuloy natin, i-meditate ang doubts na ito sa ating isipan and continue to nurse it in our hearts, and sooner or later, our hearts will be hardened and we will start to question God's word. We will start to question God's people. We will start to move away from God's fellowship. And sooner or later, without knowing it, we are now drawn to the deception of the enemy. Ang tao pong nalinlang, hindi niya agad-agad nalalaman na nalinlang siya. Dahil dyan, we are desiring happiness, satisfaction sa labas ng kalooban ng Diyos. We are seeking joy, happiness, peace, rest, and satisfaction sa kasalanan. So ngayon, gaya ng babae, nahaharap ka sa sitwasyon kung sino dapat mong pakinggan. Ang Diyos na naging mabuti sa iyo o isang estranghero na hindi mo talaga kilala? Ano ba yung ginawa? Ano ba yung kasalanan na ito? Let's go to our last point, number 3. The transgression. Verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Ito muna tayo dyan. As a result of a heart that was slowly drifting away from God, or from the truth of God's word, she listened to the voice of the serpent and ate the forbidden fruit. Hindi po siya apple. Wala akong binanggit kung anong klaseng prutas ito. Ang tawag lang sa kanya, ang bunga ng puno ng knowledge of good and evil. The woman was deceived and she doesn't even know it. She believed that her actions was right because it feels right. Friends, it doesn't mean when something feels right, sounds right, even smells right, ay tama na po. Ang basihan po ng tama at mali ay hindi po yung ating senses kung hindi ang salita ng Diyos. Our spiritual senses are numbed to what is holy, apart from God's Word and God's Spirit. Friends, how many times have we fallen to sin because we trusted on what we think and feel right, that is right, is right? Ilang beses na tayo nagkamali? Ilang beses na tayo bumagsak sa kasalanan? Dahil inaakala natin, since nararamdaman ko na maganda ito, pakiramdam ko itong ito na to, eh, hindi natin alam, may kasalanan, bumagsak po tayo. And yung effects are devastating. Devastating. Mamaya makita natin kung gaano ka-devastating, lalo na next week, ang kasalanan na ito. Ang masakit pa po dito, I tell you, sin is devastating kasi sin affects everyone around us. If you would say, ako lang naman ito, wala naman ako bang inaagrabyadi, ako lang naman ang nagkakasala, wala akong dinadamay na iba, hindi po totoo yan. Ang pornography, wala naman ako dinadamay, hindi po totoo yan sa ngayon. Because you are created for relationship, which means there are people who are close to you, and if we sin, it immediately affects the people we love. Masakit pa rito kung isasama pa natin sila sa kasalanan natin. Which is yung nakita natin dito. So verse 6. She also gave some to her husband who was with her. And he ate. Hindi po ito yung mga sa cartons, yung parang yung pampelikulang kagat, yung maliit lang. Ate! Nilakto talagang kinain, inubos. No? Talagang kinain nila. Sa unang pag-take pa lang, dapat napapaisip na siya, pwede pa ako matras. Pag-bite, malito, ada talagang kinain. That's how sin works. It affects everyone na malapit po sa atin and leads astray, even the people we love. If you are wondering kung nasaan si Adam all throughout itong time na ito, nakikipagtalastasan ng babae sa us, ang kasagutan po dyan ay makikita sa verse 6. She gave some to her husband who was with her. He was with her all along. Hindi totoo na busy si Adam na kung saan nagwawalis ng damo o nagtatabas. Hindi, o biglang nakita niya kumain, tumakbo na nagbarang. Anong ginawa mo? Wala tayong nakitang ganun. Well, so, I mean, when I was doing a Bible study sa mga tambay sa Pilipinas dati, when I was explaining this, sinabi sa akin, ah, pastor, normal yan. Sabi ko, bakit? Sigurista yung lalaki. Tinitignan muna kung mamamatay yung babae. Hindi. Kanong hindi namatay, kinain niya. So, again, that's not how the Bible interprets it. But the point is, he was with his wife the whole time. Ito ang tinatawag yung the silence of Adam. The silence of Adam. Adam was passive the whole time. Friends, what we are seeing here sa chapter 3, at least the first half of chapter 3, are series of serious switching of roles. Okay? God's design was violated several times sa passage na ito. Una sa lahat, God has given the command to have to command kay Adam or the whole humanity, which is silang dalawa lang noong time na yon, that to have dominion or rule over all the animals. Ano nangyari rito? They let an animal lead them to make an important decision. They let an animal lead them to sin. Humans are not to be in subjection to animals. They should not control us. We are commanded to rule over them. There was also a switching of roles in marriage dito. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. God gave the command to Adam, said Genesis 2:16, not to the woman. Adam violated God's design by his silence or his passivity, and the woman violated God's design by taking control or leading her husband, Adam. There was a switching of roles, and hindi po yun to yung design. That's why there are men na madalas binibiro na under tisaya. Women who are dominating their husbands. This is not new, friends. This started right here. A switch of roles. Sa mga mag-asawa na nakikinig ngayong gabi, husbands, are you leading your wives well? Are you caring for her soul? Or by your passivity, are you leading her to sin? Leanne and I were reminded this week on how important this is when we both read yung quote from John MacArthur. And I read, husbands should never lead their wives into any kind of sin. There is never any good reason to expose her to iniquity. Don't draw her into anything that might tempt her, dishonor her, or debase her. Don't drag her to see movies where her ears will be assaulted with a gratuitous profanity. Don't take her to any form of entertainment that might appeal to sinful lust. Don't irritate her or embitter her so that she falls to the temptation of anger. Don't tempt her in any way and be an example of purity yourself. End quote. And the wives said amen. Husbands, we are the protectors of our wives. We protect their hearts. We are to protect them from verbal abuses, from physical abuses. We are to protect them from other men or other people. We are to protect them from ourselves. Wives, are you submitting to your husband's leadership? If so, what does that look like? Are you submitting to him? Or are you dominating him? Are you giving him opportunities to lead in all things, or are you taking leadership from him? Are you trusting God's word, or are you trusting a different voice? It is also a violation to God's design kapag ang lalaki ay umaakto o namumuhay na parang babae. At ang babae na namumuhay at umaakto na parang lalaki, that is also a form of reversal of roles. This is not but pleasing sa harapan ng Diyos. The temptation was an opportunity to show their loyalty to God. Para kay Adam at saka sa babae. This is the core of original sin. Instead of showing loyalty to God, they rebelled against Him. Friends, the root of Adam's rebellion is the rejection of God's lordship. Rejection of His rule, rejection of His word, rejection of His will, and you become God. I am the God of my life. Ako magde-decide dito. Wala kang pakialam kung anong gagawin ko. Wala kang karapatan na pagsabihan ako ng ganito. Friends, it is not true that if we reject God's standards or indulge in sin, we will find happiness and satisfaction. Hindi po totoo yun. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Paano mo naman nasabi yung pastor? Verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. Sin did not make them happy. Sin did not make them feel free, o may freedom sila. Sin did not make them more like God. In fact, it made them more like Satan. Their eyes were opened in a horrifying way. For the first time in their human existence, they have experienced the feeling of shame. Why? Because of the very presence of sin. Naging makasalanan na sila. And as a result of their sin and shame, they try to cover up their shame by sewing fig leaves together. Naghanap sila ng halaman, nagtahi, nakakita ng talbos ng kamote, yan, sige, pwede na yan. Ano pa ba? Ito, may papaya rin. Sige, pihiwain yan. Lagi sa ulo, baka sa mukha, para matakpan, hindi tayo makita. We don't know, pero they felt shame. That's how sin works. It leads you to feel shame. And as a result of their own sin and shame, pilit nilang tinatakpan ito. Pilit nilang inaayos ito. Ito po ang unang attempt to solve sin by doing works. Isn't that interesting? We shall be saved by doing this covering, this works. Because Adam's sin in that garden, all of us became sinners. Ganon katindi po ito. Romans 5 verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned. Mga kaibigan, all of us have eaten the forbidden fruit, so to speak. All of us chose to listen to a different voice, hindi yung salita ng Diyos. All of us rejected God's word. All of us wanted to be happy and satisfied apart from God's holy word. All were enticed and enjoyed that sinful fruit, and as a result, all of us are filled with guilt, shame, and regrets. Hindi po ba? And like Adam, we try everything we can to cover up our sins. We try to cover up our shame. We try to cover it up by good works in hopes na mas matimbangan, na mabubuti kung ginagawa ang mga ginawa kong kasamaan. Tumutulong sa nangangailangan, trying to be religious, madalas pumunta sa simbahan, mangumpisal sa kasalanan, umiiwas sa bisyo, nilalayuan ng mga masasamang impluensya o barkada. I mean, all of these things are good. They're just not sufficient. Hindi siya sapat to cover our shame. Wala siyang pinagkaiba sa fig trees or leaves na kinuha ni Adam and Eve, which is compared to uselessness. It's useless. For God's holiness demands not sued fig leaves. God demands blood. I am a holy God. You offended a holy, eternal God. Then I must take life. Your life. My life. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was tempted and gave in to sin that led all humanity to death. But there was another garden. It's called the Garden of Gethsemane. And in this garden was another Adam. But this Adam enjoyed true happiness and satisfaction in the obedience of God's word. In this other garden, this other Adam was also tempted to disobey God. The first Adam, said Genesis 3, was tempted. And he cried out, "Not your will, Lord, my will. I will do it my way." But this second Adam, when he was tempted, cried out, "Not my will, O God, but your wills be done." Friends, Jesus is the perfect Adam. His perfect obedience to the Father led him to the cross to die for our sins. He was judged in our place. He died and on the third day has risen from the grave. The first Adam's disobedience produced death. The obedience of the second Adam led to life to those who repent from their sins and trust Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. Friends, if that is you, kung wala ka pang relasyon sa Panginoon, turn away from that sin of wanting to be God and surrender your life to the true God, the only God who can restore you to the Father. He will not give you sued fig leaves. He will give you life eternal. Repent from your sins and trust Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. Old Testament scholar from the 1900s, ang pangalan ay si Derek Kidner, gives a very interesting comment pagdating sa pagkain po ng fruit. And I quote, "So simple an act, so hard its undoing. God will taste poverty and death before take and eat become verbs of salvation." End quote. Hanip na komentaryo ito. Ibang klase ito. Paupoy ko muna ilang minuto. Tingnan ninyo. Kasi hindi ko muna naintindihan nung nabasa ko eh. So I need a few seconds. Baka iba sa inyo pareho ko. You know what he's saying here? Derek Kidner is saying, ang ginamit ni Satan upang linlangin si Adam and to pull him towards eternal death, okay, is this: take and eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yun yung ginamit ni Satan. Tapos he contrasted it with the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ at Last Supper when he said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is for you." Yung unang take and eat had ripped us off from the fellowship of God. Pero yung take and eat ni Jesus Christ has restored ang fellowship natin kay God. So friends, this is the Jesus Christ that we worship. This is the Jesus Christ that you need. This is the Jesus Christ who will truly satisfy you, who will truly bring you happiness, who will truly give you eternal blessings. Before I end, let me give you three quick applications when we are facing temptations. Number one, if you are heavily tempted to fall into sin, you pray. Pray, pray. Pray is a posture of our reliance sa Panginoon. Pray without ceasing. We pray by reading God's Word. Second, fill your minds with God's Word. Fill your minds with God's Word. We should be learning to behold Jesus Christ. Beholding Christ. Reading God's Word. Studying God's Word. Filling our minds about God and Jesus Christ should affect our affections. That would lead us to behold and worship Jesus, that He now becomes our true joy at hindi yung mga tukso ng kasalanan. And third and last, community. You need community. Fighting sin is never easy, especially if you're fighting it alone. You need a community of God's people who are not perfect, but they have the perfect one who saved them and are marching towards perfection when Jesus comes back. You need these people who will walk alongside you and fight the good fight of faith and kill sin together. Because if we don't, pain po tayo sa kaaway. And if we continue to entertain sin, a rejection of God's Lord, we will continue to reject God's Lordship. And if we do that, it is a continuous declaration of rebellion against Him. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Because of Jesus, hindi kami nanatiling kaaway mo. Because of Jesus, we have true joy and satisfaction. Because of Jesus, we know that our best life is not now. I pray, Father, that as we continue to link arms dito sa Crossroads for another year, as you will, dalangin ko, Panginoon, that you would strengthen our faith, our bond, our knowledge, our love. I pray that as a church, we would adorn Jesus Christ to the watching world, that when the world sees this small young church, that they would see Christ as satisfying and sufficient. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.